When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for May 8th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced the popular Mons Tour 2, featuring Falling in Reverse, Dance Gavin Dance, Black Veil Brides, Tech N9ne, and Jarris Johnson, hits the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston on September 9th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. Falling in Reverse have just announced their new album, Popular Monster, the band's first album since 2017's Coming Home. Featuring the previously released songs Voices in My Head, Zombified, and Last Resort Reimagined. Popular Monsters features 11 songs and is set for release on July 26th. According to a report in the Toronto Star, the victim of the shooting in front of Drake's $100 million mansion in Toronto was identified as a security guard working at the residence. They were transported to a local hospital and have since undergone surgery for injuries sustained during the event. No suspects have been named, but the suspect's vehicle was captured on video by surrounding security cameras. It's unclear if Drake was located inside the residence at the time of the shooting. Creed guitarist Mark Tremonti revealed in a new interview that there was new material in the works around Creed's last reunion in 2012. We're doing promotions for new projects. Everybody always asks us about new Creed music and new Creed tours. He continued to say, the last time we got together more than a decade ago, we put together almost an entire other album, but it's just kind of been sitting there on my laptop waiting to be dug back into. But I thought, honestly, if we write some new music, we can do better than that. We'll just kind of see what happens. Flava Flav from Public Enemy has come out to say that he is sponsoring Team USA's water polo team. Maggie Steffens, the 30-year-old captain of the U.S. Women's 2024 team, wrote on Instagram saying, quote, especially female sports and female athletes, we've had amazing companies and amazing individuals support our sport alongside donors, USA, WP, and USOPC, but we always need more help. Flava Flav saying, Ayo, as a girl dad and a supporter of all women's sports, I'm personally going to sponsor you, my girl, whatever you need, and I'm going to sponsor the whole team. Trev Lukather and Nick Collins' new band, The Effect, have employed the services of former Journey frontman Steve Perry for one of the band's oldest songs. The Effect is the new band formed by guitarist Trev Lukather and drummer Nick Collins. The sons of Toto's Steve Lukather and Genesis' Phil Collins have released a cover version of an old Journey song as their new single, with Journey's old lead singer singing on the track. The band's cover of It Could Have Been You features lead vocals from The Effect's frontman Emmett Lee Stang, while Steve Perry is featured on backing vocals. A sexual assault case against Marilyn Manson is set to go to trial on June 2nd of 2025. The case in question was originally filed against Manson back in 2021 by his ex-personal assistant, Ashley Walters. She alleges sexual harassment, sexual assault, sexual battery, infliction of emotional distress, and violation of several California civil codes. During a recent appearance on Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk, Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless was asked about the progress of the songwriting of the band's upcoming fifth studio album, saying, quote, I don't have release dates for you yet, but we booked and locked up in the studio for 8 months. It takes us a while to make a record, but it was going amazingly well before we paused the sessions to hit the road on tour. Hopefully, when we pick back up in September, it'll be the kind of flow and everything just gels. But a lot of it's written, and I'm sure more will be written with these experiences as they happen and the new songs around them. The Pretty Reckless are set to support AC/DC on their long-awaited 2024 European tour. The band is also set to open up some of the dates on the Rolling Stones' Hackney Diamonds tour. That includes Saturday, May 11th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Graham Nash is set to go out on a 2024 North American tour supporting his latest album, Now. The summer and fall run will feature Judy Collins opening on select dates. That includes four stops in New England on August 29th in Charlton, Mass., August 30th in Rockport, Mass., October 3rd in Boston at the Schubert Theater, and October 4th in Northampton, Mass. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 10th through Ticketmaster. The Smashing Pumpkins have given more details about the new reality show Billy Corgan is starring in. The 8-episode series, Billy Corgan's Adventures in Carneyland, is set to premiere on the CW on May 14th. Letting fans see behind the scenes of the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy's family and wedding, and the NWA, and more. Blur have announced a new documentary titled Blur to the End, which centers around their 2023 reunion. You can watch the trailer online. Pearl Jam's Mike McCready recently fell from the stage while performing, but continued to play the guitar solo for Porch. The band kicked off their North American Dark Matter tour in Vancouver over the weekend, playing a 25-song set at the Rogers Arena. The 17th song of the set, Porch, had Mike McCready fall off the stage during the solo. He fell down, continued to shred his solo on his Gibson Les Paul, and was picked up by a member of the Pearl Jam crew without missing a note. And finally, fans will soon be able to immerse themselves at Dead & Company's Dead Forever Experience, a centralized hub for fans to come together and celebrate, shop, and view exclusive Dead & Company content and explore the Grateful Dead's unparalleled legacy. The Dead Forever Experience will be open 5 days a week for the duration of Dead & Company's Dead Forever Live at the Sphere residency and will open to the public at no charge. Visitors can explore more than 22,000 square feet of interactive exhibit space across two floors, which will be located at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 205 featuring Ed Roland from Collective Soul is available now. And check out this week's bonus episode featuring Seether.